This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and our dermatology and skincare channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are with board-certified dermatologist and founder of the Center for Dermatology and Laser Surgery, Dr. Emil Tangetti, who is here to talk to us today about PicoSure. Welcome, Dr. Tangetti, to eHealth Radio.
Thank you very much. Look forward to chatting.
Yes, certainly is, and certainly want to know more about PicoSure. So for starters, what is PicoSure?
Well, PicoSure is a laser. It's a generational improvement over the past lasers that were used to treat tattoos. And so this originally was, again, designed for tattoos, and then also has, with a new addition, a lens device to it, it's used to treat sun-damaged skin and acne scars and for all skin types. So again, it's used for multiple things, not just tattoos.
And what is PicoSure used to treat? Even get more into detail on that.
Sure. So the older lasers were used to treat tattoos, and again, this was designed as a generational improvement. It put the pulse duration in there in a way that best treats tattoo, better than the older devices. So you're able to clear your tattoos with less treatments. And again, unwanted tattoos are a very common part of our market today. We're seeing people that are plagued by these. They don't like them. They change. Their tattoo doesn't change. So, again, this device was used to treat tattoos, and it's been very effective. And when combined with other devices, other tattoo devices, can treat all skin colors.
Dr. Tangetti, how is it different from other options that are available?
The thing that was unique about this that differentiates from all of their tattoo lasers is not only the short pulse duration, but also we're able to put an addition to this. So we're able also, in addition to treating tattoos, we're able to treat acne scars, sun damage spots, and areas of aging. So that is what makes this very different than any tattoo device ever that was in this marketplace. The other thing that's unique about it is we can treat, especially with this addition device, we can treat acne scars in all skin types. So we typically our darker patients were not able to use the conventional devices. This permits us to treat all skin types.
Today we are with board-certified dermatologist and founder of the Center for Dermatology and Laser Surgery, Dr. Emil Tangetti, here on eHealth Radio's Dermatology and Skincare channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. How many treatments are recommended to get desired results with PicoSure?
Well, typically it's 4 to 6 treatments with PicoSure for tattoos as well as the acne scars. And this is different than the other devices that are out there. For instance, for tattoos, they would typically take 10, 12, 13, 14. So this has actually cut the number of treatments in half. So it makes it a much more rapid process. People can get rid of their tattoos much more quickly. For acne scars, for sun damage, again, it's 4 to 6 treatments typically, and then we wait a number of months afterwards. So this is in line with some of the other treatment modalities out here, but it's something that actually has been very effective in treating sun damage spots. And again, as I said before, patients with scars, darker skin types, say darker Hispanic patients, black patients, we weren't able to use many devices before because of pigmentation or dispigmentation that occurred afterwards. But with this device, we can treat all skin types, and that's what makes this unique and different. Again, better treatment of tattoos and also able to do other things that no other tattoo device could do.
What is the recovery like for PicoSure, and will it leave any scars?
Now, the recovery is really minimal. People get red for a day or two with the tattoo removal, with the treatment of scars, acne scars, and sun damage spots. There's literally a few hours of redness, and that's it. So the recovery is minimal. Again, the tattoo basically breaks up the pigment, and it also allows it to leave through the surface of the skin and also absorb. So again, it works in different ways. But again, recovery is minimal, very good, and again, not a big problem. So again, what we have is we have a new treatment that's better able to get rid of tattoos, that's able to do scars, sun damage spots where we could not do them with any tattoo device before, and we're able to treat all skin types. So these are all unique things that this device brings to the table and allows us to explore.
Certainly good to know about this and what PicoSure can do. Where can our listeners get more information, find you online, and also to be in contact with you as well?
Well, we're certainly available in Sacramento. We're at the Centers for Dermatology and Laser Surgery. We're very available. Just look at us, look us up. We're happy to answer any questions. We also have a full list of services and also explanations of disease states, whether it's a skin condition or a cosmetic concern. We do it all here, and we would certainly love to help educate you and also provide you some services that could rectify problems should they come up.
Dr. Tanghetti, certainly has been a privilege to have had you, and thanks so much for taking a moment to be with us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you very much. Enjoyed chatting with you.
Likewise, and come back anytime. We've been speaking with board-certified dermatologist and founder of the Center for Dermatology and Laser Surgery, Dr. Emil Tanghetti. And once again, the website of reference is dermatologyandlasersurgery.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Dermatology and Skincare Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.